You often hear me talk about Marian devotion and having a devotion to Mary and loving Mary. And you might say, that's a little bit too extreme, Gabe. Why are you always talking about Mary? It's because it's scientific. It makes sense. If you think about the most important things in your life, the biggest choices that you're going to have to make, the things that will help you to be a good and happy person, I can tell you what will make you happy. Like, it's a very simple formula. If you're called to the sacrament of matrimony, if you're called to be a married person, your life will go very well if you don't have sex before marriage, you discern who it is that you get married to them, a good, holy, Catholic, Christian person who loves God above all else, have children in that order, and that's pretty much it. That is pretty much a recipe for success. I know many people who don't do that, and their lives are a little bit tough. I can look at the lives of my family and friends, and I can see that had they just followed that pattern, their life would be pretty good. But the reality is, making choices isn't that easy. Staying out of sin isn't that easy. To be holy sounds pretty simple. Love God, have a humble heart, trust in God's providence, follow the Ten Commandments. If you fall, go to confession. It sounds easy, but it's really not that easy. So one thing that we really have to grasp and come to terms with is I am not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. You're not good enough. Some of you, we've had confession all year and you have not even gone. Why? Because you're not strong enough to go to confession on your own. What we fail to remember is that everything is grace. We are saved by God's grace and God's mercy. It is not my willpower that's going to keep me out of hell. It's God's grace and God's mercy that's going to keep me out of hell. It's not my willpower that's going to keep me chaste in my relationships. It's not my willpower that's going to keep me chaste when I'm alone and I'm on the computer. It's not my willpower that's going to keep me from getting drunk. I can't do it. You cannot do it. Do you understand that? Have you realized that? You have to realize you are not good enough. When you realize that, that's freedom. That's liberation. So if it is God's grace, and it is God's grace, anybody who's been healed in the sacrament of confession, anybody who's felt God's mercy knows that it's God's grace. But if it is God's grace, then you need to figure out a way to get that grace the best, to get that grace the most, to get that grace the cheapest, to get that grace the easiest, because you're not good enough to do it the hard way. I'm not good enough to do it the hard way. And there is an easy way. It's a secret way. It's a secret in so much as that most people don't do it. And that secret way is through the Virgin Mary. She's the only person who's perfect. She's your mother in the order of grace. And she wants to help you, but she only helps you in proportion. This is very important because people say, well, I asked Mary, she doesn't help me. And then they get mad at me when I say this, but this is true. She only helps you in proportion to the amount that you give yourself to her. And that's, well, that's not very nice. Mary loves all of us. Yes, but she's not going to force her blessing. She's not going to force her mercy. She's not going to force her help upon you. Mary can do anything. She is the treasurer of all the graces of God. So if you need it, she's the best way to get it. There's three ways to have Marian devotion. Most people have the first way. I would say 99% of Catholics have the first way. If they even call themselves Catholic, even if they don't follow the church, they at least have this first way. And that is to say, Mary is the mother of Jesus. Mary, help me when I'm desperate. Most people do that. Most people in this room, even if you've not gone to confession, you don't go to Mass, at the very least, if you're in trouble and you're suffering, you'll say, Mary, help me. Because that's the easiest, of course. Even a baby knows to scream for its mother when it's in danger. The second way, which many good Catholics have, is they love Mary. Every once in a while, they'll pray a rosary. Heck, some of them might even pray all the mysteries of the rosary every day. But they're still in the second phase. They love Mary. They're living in the state of grace. They're doing their Marian devotions. And it's still not complete. There is a better way. So Mary wants to break all of the barriers, all of the boundaries, anything that's keeping you from being your greatest. Mary wants to help you out of that, to help you to be great. But how can she do it? So this way is a little scary. It's total. So the way I visualize this is Yes, and then this is God's plan. God's will is that you go to him totally. He wants your heart completely. But he has a secret path that you can take that will get you there quicker, that will get you there safer, that will be better for you. It's sometimes it's gonna there's gonna be difficulties, there's gonna be crosses, but in this way, you will grow from that quicker. If I was gonna have a statue, there's a couple of ways that I could make a statue. I could do it the hard way and chip away and chip away, and that hurts. Or I could make a mold and pour the contents inside the mold, and in an instant, that image is made. That's the easier way. That's the way of the Virgin Mary. But it's total. So I visualize it this way. This is the way I personally visualize it. It's the only way I can explain it. I visualize, imagine God's kingdom is like an army. And I have chosen to be a member of a special military group that serves the Virgin Mary. And their only concern is doing anything and everything that the Virgin Mary wants. All I think about, all I desire, all I want to do, at least that's what I desire to have the desire, because again, we can't do this, is to do everything for the Virgin Mary, to give her all of your merits. And there's benefits to this. To give her all of your merits, to every prayer that you say, every good action that you do, to say, Mary, you can have it. Now, it's true. You could say, Mary, I'm giving this to you because you're good. And when I pray to you, you answer my prayers. That's true. But that's a little bit of a superficial and a selfish love. If you really want to grow and to grow quickly and to reach the heights of heaven as soon as possible and have the best, easiest, sweetest life, it's to go all in, all in. So you give Mary your fear. You give Mary your anxiety, everything about your life. You basically say, I'm dead. I'm a dead person. I am now giving you my life. What do you want me to do? I am going to give you, Blessed Mother, a second opportunity at life and let you live through my body. That means when I wake up in the morning, I say, I am dead. What do you want? Oh, it's hard. It's not easy. You're constantly failing at it. But if you persevere in this, you will eventually grow to be very holy, not because of yourself. Because what is holiness? It's uniformity to the will of God. I don't have the strength to do it. All I have to say is, Mary, I'm not strong enough. You do it. That's called humility. And then I will do the best I can to do your will. So it's an interior death. So if you can accept your own death first, that is very good. So how does this work? So ideally, at every moment you can't do this at all times, you acknowledge that God is present everywhere and in all things. Yes, he is. But now also I am adding to that, Mary is present everywhere in all things, and Mary is going to help me because I am Mary's special child and Mary's special soldier. And when you have the presence of the Virgin Mary with you at all times, she helps you in absolutely everything. That means every word. So I wear a ring to symbolize that, because it's a little bit like, it's not marriage to the Virgin Mary, but it's a little bit like that in that I give everything to her. I give her my dreams. I give her my fears. I give her my family. I give her my future. I give her my money. I give her my clothes. I give her my face. I give her my voice. I give her everything. But in return, she gives me everything. When you get married to somebody, or when you give yourself totally to somebody, they give you everything, but it's not a one-way street. She gives you everything back in exchange. She gives you everything. You don't have to worry about what you will eat. You don't have to worry where you're going to go to college. You don't have to worry if you're going to get married or if you're going to become a religious. You don't have to worry about anything. And if that's your mindset, that's your disposition, you can be assured that Mary's will for you is always to be confident, always to be loving. It's a will thing. It's not an emotion thing. But if you persevere in this, she will eventually come into your heart and you will eventually be able to recognize her voice. All you have to do is two steps. Recognize she's present, and two, do the best you can to say a little prayer to her as often as you lose her presence. Sadly, I lose her presence all the time. And this is a little trick that I have learned. I even have it tattooed on my hand. I have two things tattooed on my hands. Humility, as a reminder that I am garbage and I need God's help and I need the Virgin Mary's help. And then this one's the most important, and that's love. So I'm giving everything to Mary. What does that mean? I'm giving my dry mouth to Mary. As I'm walking with great love. As I'm talking, I'm doing the best I can to speak with great love. As I'm visiting with friends, as I'm writing an email, I fail often, but I do the best I can to do it with great love. And if I do, that's what is meritorious. That's what makes it holy. And this is another benefit. anything that we offer to God is always going to be tinged with self-will and self-love. So let's say, for example, I have a present for Jesus. Let's say my present is I baked him a cake. But the reality is if I was going to convert my soul into cake form, the cake would be pretty wretched. It would be full of spots that were either burnt or undercooked. And I don't give this directly to God. Now I am doing everything with Mary, through Mary, in Mary, for Mary. I'm giving this cake to Mary. She's saying, thanks for the cake. Good job, son. Like a little 3-year-old who bakes a cake horribly and burns it, almost burns a whole house down. And then she fixes it, makes it beautiful, puts it on a beautiful plate, puts a beautiful napkin, puts a special drink. And then she says, Jesus, this is Gabriel's cake that he made for you. And then he says, this is pretty good. Not because it's mine, because I am tainted, I am weak, I am selfish, I am sinful, but because Mary had a hand in that. Now, you don't need a preparation to do this. You could go home and do this immediately, and you could try to do this at all times throughout your day, throughout your life, surrendering your life to her every day. But traditionally, starting with a man named Louis de Montfort, if you ever want to read this from the words of the saint and not from my sinful mouth, it's called The Secret of Mary, and it literally is only 52 pages, and they're extraordinarily small pages, and it's double-spaced, and there's a lot of space in it. And there's not a lot of words necessary to be in there. You give everything, all of your hopes, all of your dreams, everything you do, everything you say, you're saying, I'm doing this because I love you, Mary. Do you feel it all the time? Absolutely not. But that's what real love is. Real love is doing things when you don't feel it. But you will notice it. You will notice that before you had Mary, what you did after the fact is infinitely greater. So let's say you're a student and you have an exam. You can take it one of two ways. I want to do the best I can to please my mom. Okay, that's not a bad, these aren't bad things in themselves. Or I want to do the best I can out of love for Mary. I'm writing my name out of love. I'm bubbling in the answer with love. I'm turning it in with love. And my only desire is to please Mary. I might get a 50 either way. One way is going to make me a saint. The other isn't. And the reality is, because Mary's good and she is present, everything that you do will be better than if you didn't do it that way. You might say, but Gabe, I did that method and I struck out in my baseball game. Yeah, if you did not do that method, you probably would have let the bat go and hit the catcher and put him in a coma or something. So everything will be better if you do it with Mary, in Mary, through Mary. I guarantee you, this is the best way. It's hard in that we have to constantly die, but it's the most rewarding path of life you will ever have. So everybody has been given this little book. It's called 33 Days to Morning Glory. This is a preparation that's just preparing the soul to give yourself to the Virgin Mary as good as possible. You should do this regularly. Normally, we have a special feast day on the Feast of the Annunciation. You do this in a special way on that day because that's the day that Our Lady said yes to the angel Gabriel and the Word of God became flesh in her womb. But we're just going to do this now, starting today, Mother's Day. What greater gift can you give to your spiritual mother than your own very life? And it's going to end on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And it's going to end on the day of many of your confirmations. And some people might say, but Gabe, my confirmation should be about me and the Holy Spirit. Oh, why are you distracting me with Mary and consecration? Oh, that's, again, you don't grasp. Mary's only desire is God. Mary's only desire is your union with the Holy Spirit. By doing this, you will be full of the Holy Spirit. The apostles, after Jesus ascended into heaven, spent 9 days in prayer with the Virgin Mary, who already had a perfect relationship with the Holy Spirit. So this is going to help prepare you to be more charismatic, to be more in tune with the Holy Spirit for your confirmation. So it's very simple. Day one, you read day one. That's it. Day two, you read day two. Day three, you read day three. If you fail, or if you're saying, I'm so tired, do it poorly, even if that means reading three sentences. And if you read three sentences, I would recommend reading the blue ones because those are quotes from a saint and not from some guy. So at the very least, read one, anything. Read anything. It's better than doing nothing at all. All right. Go to your small groups. God bless you. Mary be with you.